talking today with Dale Moore from American Farm Bureau. And Dale, interesting situation we find ourselves in after the elections this past Tuesday night. There's not much different when it comes to the lay of the land. You've still got the same president, still got the same Senate, still got the same House of Representatives. Next year, what does that mean for the lame duck this year?
Well, I tend to be a glass half full kind of guy. So my thought when I look at that is, like to talk to, if I could, talk to each one of those groups, you know, the president, the House and Senate, and say, okay, so the playing field is pretty much the same map as we have now. A few changes here and there. So why not clean up what you got already out on the field? You know, we've got the farm bill, we've got tax issues, we've got a whole barrel full of issues surrounding, you know, sequestration, the budget, and the fiscal cliff. Why not get those things cleaned up, get something in place? The election's over, the campaigning's over, at least for 20, 30 minutes. Why don't we sit down and start trying to get started on next year by cleaning up what we haven't gotten done this year?
When it comes to, first of all, farm bill, we'll get to taxes in a moment, but is there an opportunity to do the five-year package, you think?
There's an opportunity, and there are a multitude of ways that you can take advantage of those opportunities. But, you know, each one has its pluses and minuses. It's going to depend on the Speaker, on the House Majority Leader, and how they want to proceed forward. And it's also going to depend on all of us, you know, boots on the ground, farmers and ranchers that we represent, to make sure that when this goes forward, we're ready to make sure our elected officials let this leadership know we want you to get this farm bill passed. Time is a very precious commodity any time in Washington, but particularly during a lame duck.
Obviously, you go past the end of the calendar year, you got to start over. That seems like that's a dangerous situation.
Well, it can be dangerous, but again, being optimistic, I'm looking at it from the standpoint that, you know, given that essentially you have status quo in the House and the Senate and the White House. So if that's the case, then one would expect Chairwoman Stabenow and Senator Roberts to still be leadership in the Senate Ag Committee. They got a bill done on the Senate floor. One would presume that's where they pick up, not go all the way back to square one. Similarly, on the House side, you know, that Mr. Lucas, Mr. Peterson would stay where they are. And again, you don't have to start over. Pick up where you are and move forward from there. A lot of hard work, a lot of bipartisan work is done to get the bills that far. So, yes, it could be dangerous, but there's also, again, an opportunity. If we have to go into next year, that they don't have to go all the way back to square one.
For the lame duck, can we solve the impasse that was there apparently over nutrition?
Big question. And honestly, I can't answer that. You know, you had on the Republican side, again, you had some Republicans that didn't think the cut was near enough. You also had some Republicans that thought it was too much. I don't know that this election, you know, at least back home, changed their position on that. However, it may have said, okay, I've made my point. Now we come back. Let's get a farm bill done. And, you know, we'll go in and figure it out because, you know, the Senate's at $4 billion. The House is at 16. The House Ag Committee is at $16 billion. That $12 billion difference, you know, it's not going to, the number's not going to get bigger coming out of conference. So it's going to be a tough nut to crack on that particular point.
So it sounded like, you know, from some of the Peterson comments we heard before Tuesday, that he thought he had 218 votes somewhere in that middle. That would get the thing done. He thought there would be enough folks to be willing to come to the middle.
Well, if we can get a farm bill to the floor and it can get managed the way that Chairman Lucas and Mr. Peterson managed it, you know, in committee, and keeping in mind, you know, Mr. Peterson was chairman of the Ag Committee, House Ag Committee, during the last farm bill. So one would think, you know, those two working together and the compromise, the bipartisan compromises, they worked out a number of those issues. If their respective sides of the aisle will work with them and, you know, help them get through that process, I think, you know, they've already set the example. That's one of the things that our president, Bob Stallman, made the point on, both when the Senate bill passed and when the House Ag Committee got done, is, you know, both of these actions are representative of the kind of bipartisan, collaborative work that even on those issues we don't particularly agree on, it's clear that the members of the committee, both sides of the aisle, are working together to get something done. That's our hope for this lame duck session.
Tax policy, just briefly. Big one, I know, for agriculture is clearly the estate tax. Any hope of simply getting an extension of what we've got right now?
Well, you know, state tax is kind of our poster child for the whole series of various tax provisions, capital gains, expensing, a few others that come in that list. And our hope is that extension of those provisions is part of a compromise on however they've managed to avoid this fiscal cliff, because that clearly, that kind of an impact that the fiscal cliff represents is going to have reverberations all across America, not just in agriculture.
End of the day, how you feel reasonably confident or not at all? You know, what's your gut feel about what's going to happen in this lame duck? How much work are they going to be willing to get done?
Wow. That's one of those questions that right now I think the smart answer is it's hard to tell. Realistically, I think that once we kind of get through, you know, the wind down from the election, folks come back to town and it's like, okay, guys, we've got, you know, a list of things we need to get done. And the more we get done, or the better we are at finding some middle ground on this. But, you know, we've seen the Speaker and the Majority Leader already kind of, you know, getting their elbows out a bit on some of these issues. It's going to be tough. And, you know, if neither side is willing to budge a little bit and come to the middle, it's going to be a long lame duck in a short amount of time, if that makes sense.
They won't stay around town very long.
No, they'll be saying, you know, we're not getting anywhere. Let's go home and enjoy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you after Christmas.